Today on Rappler. Philippine police revokes Apollo Quiboloy's firearm licenses. Filipino resilience undergoes a stress test as scorching weather hits the country. A New York appeals court overturns Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction for sexual assault and rape. HYBE's shares take a hit as the CEO of New Jeans label Adore denies leading plans to go independent. And the Metropolitan Museum Manila says the Banksy Universe exhibit is not authorized or endorsed by the artist Banksy. The Philippine National Police revokes the firearms licenses of embattled doomsday preacher Apollo Quiboloy. PNP spokesperson Police Colonel Gene Fajardo confirms the revocation Friday, April 26. A Rappler investigation discovered Quiboloy has at least 19 firearms with an estimated value of about 2.3 million pesos. 13 of these licenses will expire in April 2033, which means that the licenses were issued only in April 2023. Quiboloy faces a string of cases locally and abroad for his alleged crimes. He has two pending warrants of arrest, one in Davao City for alleged sexual and child abuse, and the other in Pasig City over alleged human trafficking. He is also wanted in the United States for a string of offenses, including sexual trafficking. On Thursday, the Justice Department announced it asked the Supreme Court for the transfer of Quiboloy's Davao City case to Metro Manila. The so-called Filipino resilience undergoes a stress test as scorching weather hits the country with elevated heat index levels. The heat index is measured using the air temperature and the relative humidity in a place at a given time. It typically soars during the Philippines' warm and dry season from March to May. Several schools have canceled face-to-face classes and shifted to online classes. Here are some ways Filipinos cope with the heat. The New York Court of Appeals overturns Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction for sexual assault and rape Thursday, April 25. In a 4-3 decision, the court says the trial judge made a critical mistake by letting women testify that Weinstein assaulted them, even though their accusations were not part of the charges he faced. It says the remedy for the errors is a new trial. In a sharp dissent to the majority, Judge Madeline Singa says the decision, quote, perpetuates outdated notions of sexual violence and makes holding defendants accountable for sexual assault significantly more difficult. Weinstein has been serving a 23-year sentence in a prison in upstate Rome, New York. He's not expected to be freed immediately as he also faces a separate 16-year prison term in California for the 2013 rape of an actress. Korean music executive and CEO of Adore label Min Hee-jin denies allegations she was trying to break her label away from South Korea's biggest music firm, HYBE. Adore is credited with creating K-pop group New Jeans. Earlier this week, HYBE launched an internal probe and accused Min of breach of trust. On Thursday, April 25, Min says she is not plotting to break away from the company, denying HYBE's claims she was leading plans to go independent. This internal dispute causes HYBE's shares to fall more than 5% Friday morning. It is also seen to dampen expectations for an upturn from new releases by New Jeans, as well as the return of some BTS members from mandatory military service. Min and other executives own a 20% stake in Adore, while HYBE owns 80%. The Metropolitan Museum of Manila confirms its upcoming Banksy Universe exhibit is not authorized or endorsed by the graffiti artist himself. In a statement sent to Rappler, the museum says the exhibit will feature over 100 of Banksy's works. Pest Control, the organization that handles Banksy, earlier said in their website that they are not involved or associated with any international exhibition of Banksy's works. Bonifacio Global City earlier promoted the event in its Facebook page with a caption saying, "Art is not a crime." After a backlash, the post has since been taken down. Netizens say that the exhibit, which will be held at BGC, defeats the essence of Banksy's works. And that's today's wrap. I'm Julian Cirineo. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.